Hi, I'm Mary Weeks here with Chris Oviedo. This is Columbia Matters Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Hey there, Chris, what's going on?
Just really happy, really excited. Summer is finally here, my favorite time of the year. I can be outside. I can just, you know, do so many things that you can in the winter. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I love the long days, but there's still a lot going on in life. The fact that you have more hours, it really allows you to put much more on your schedule, which can turn out to be a little bit stressful and overwhelming sometimes.
Oh, yes. Yes, life can get overwhelming at times. But our first guest, Shannon Wandelier, wellness professional at Haven on the Lake, is here to tell us more about the services offered at Haven on the Lake that can help us de-stress.
So Haven on the Lake is located in downtown Columbia, right on Lake Kittamukundi, and we are a 27,000 square foot mind-body wellness retreat. So a great place to come and relax and de-stress. We have a wide variety of different amenities that can assist you in doing that. We offer mind-body classes such as yoga, tai chi, bar, Pilates, TRX, and qigong. We also have a very unique healing and relaxation environment, which consists of a lot of aquatic amenities. We do have a movement and relaxation pool, a steam bath, a sauna, a hot tub, a cold water plunge, tropical rain shower, as well as a crystal salt therapy room. And then the Columbia Association partnered with the Still Point Wellness Spa. So we actually have 9 treatment rooms offering a wide variety of spa services that can also help in de-stressing. Massage therapy, acupuncture, holistic skincare and facials, body wraps and scrubs, manicures and pedicures.
Oh my gosh, it really sounds like a heaven.
I think we need to leave. We need to leave now and run right over there.
Yeah, where do I sign up? Now, you did say a few names on there that I was like, I've never heard of those. And pardon me, because I'm probably going to butcher them. It was something like T-Rex.
TRX. That sounds like a dinosaur.
Yes, TRX is actually a very unique strength training course where you're actually are using your own body weight to strength train. There's canvas straps that adhere from the ceiling. So it's actually a nice mind-body workout.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And then there was one right after it's
something Tai Chi and Qigong.
Thank you.
I was just amazed that she could say that.
Tai Chi and Qigong are actual internal energy classes, which are very unique as well.
Interesting, because I mean, yoga is something I think that most people are familiar with.
Correct.
It just got so popular and it's really so good. And it's something that I would like to fit more into my schedule. I'm a Zumba person. Personally, I come to CA for Zumba. That's my
class.
So you
have to create a Zumba yoga.
But I've tried the yoga before and it feels so good. I mean, the very first time that I tried it, I just felt so much taller when
Absolutely.
I came out of the class, yes. Which was surprising because I didn't realize that your arms feel actually longer. Like there's a point in the class where you get so relaxed and you just feel everything just like extend and stretch, and it's so good.
Absolutely.
It's just fantastic. Yeah. So are these classes kind of like that? Are they more strengthening?
Yes, and Pilates as well. Pilates is actually a core strengthening. Mm-hmm. So by increasing your core, your posture and your back is much better. So you actually almost grow an inch after taking Pilates courses as well.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that I need in my life.
My problem is I just don't know how to. I don't know how to relax. I don't know how to keep still. I don't know how to sit still.
You're almost forced to do so at Haven. Just our whole environment, as soon as you walk in the door, from the soothing music to the very unique Haven signature scent that we have throughout the retreat, and then the unique healing environments with the lounge chairs, you're forced to relax, and we can certainly assist you with that.
Now, Shannon has some special news for us about an offer for college students.
Absolutely. So most of our memberships are annual membership agreements, but we are running a special for the summer, specifically for college students. It is only $225 for 3 months and allows students unlimited classes. They can take as many classes as they wish, any concentration, any variety of classes, as well as unlimited access to the healing and the relaxation environments.
Now, if they don't purchase it until July, will it run through September, or
yes.
Do they get a prorate?
Okay. It is 3 full months, yes.
Okay.
That
mm-hmm.
is fantastic.
Yes.
That is fantastic. And I mean, does that include all of the services? I know you talked about spa services as well. Is that included on that
It does
deal?
Not include actual spa services such as massages or facials, but it does allow a discount on those services, a $20 discount versus a non-member. But the main benefit is the unlimited classes and the wide variety of classes that we do have to offer.
Is that $20 discount a one-time $20 discount or every
per
time?
Month.
Oh, per month.
$20 per month.
Ooh.
Yeah. Credit that they can use towards a full price spa service.
That sounds really, really good. Now, and for somebody who's not a college student, somebody who's interested in becoming a member, how does that work?
We actually have four different membership options that are really geared towards what each individual, their needs and their interests. So actually, that's one of my goals, is to sit down with someone, really get a feel for what their goals are, and to match them with a membership that would work best for them. We also, being a Columbia Association facility, our prices, of course, are based on residency. A Columbia resident membership is going to range anywhere from $49 to $189 per month, again, depending on what level of services. And a non-resident would range from $69 to $229 per month, again, depending on the level of services they were interested in.
And CA did a lot of research before they opened up the spa.
That is correct, yes. So when Columbia Association learned that the old Rouse Company building, the owners of the building wanted to put a gym on the lower level, CA was like, well, wait a minute. We want that opportunity. It is certainly prime real estate, being right on Lake Kittamakundi. So once we gathered the space, we did a lot of research, as Mary mentioned, to see what we wanted to open. We did not want to open just another fourth gym. Mm-hmm. CA is the experts in the fitness and family recreation. So this was something just a little bit different. Did a lot of research, found that really in the whole Baltimore, Washington metropolitan area, a mind-body wellness retreat was missing. So we wanted to incorporate all aspects of what we have in one location. So there's a lot of people that belong to a gym. They go somewhere else, belong to a yoga studio or a Pilates studio. They then go somewhere else for their spa services. So we wanted to just incorporate that under one roof and then introduce the healing environments.
You know, it's been on my bucket list to go to the Haven, and I yet to go.
You know what? I do have a membership, Chris, and I do have guest passes, so I'm going to have to take you over there.
Sounds good. Sounds like a field trip.
And maybe we get a new member.
Absolutely. I would be more than happy to sit down with you.
Sounds great.
So how can people get more information?
Several different ways. You can certainly give us a call. Our phone number is 410-715-3020. Or I would encourage you to stop by. We are open Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And any of us would be more than happy to kind of sit down with you and show you around.
And where is Haven located?
Haven is located in the same building as Whole Foods on Little Patuxent Parkway, right on Lake Kittamakundi in downtown Columbia.
And now that the weather is nice, you guys are having classes outside now, right?
We are, yes. The second Sunday of every month, we have a community yoga out on the lake. It's free and open to the public. We have also partners with the Columbia Mall. So every other Saturday out in the mall, in between Maggiano's and Seasons 52, we are also doing a free community yoga, which is open to the public.
Oh, that sounds great. That sounds great. You can go do yoga, distress, and then distress a little more shopping.
Absolutely.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, it sounds fantastic. Yes. All right, Mary. I'm taking your word for it. You're taking me in there. Yep. I want to be your guest.
Okay. So, Shannon, we'll see you soon. And
sounds
we thank
perfect.
You for coming over here and letting our listeners know more about Haven on the Lake.
It was my pleasure.
Now, let's get a wellness tip from Haven on the Lake General Manager Ariel Feinberg.
There's nothing like being outside in your beautiful natural surroundings, feeling the fresh air, feeling the lake and the wonderful sunshine on your face. There's nothing more invigorating and a big surplus of vitamin D that we all need to get through the day. Even if it's just for 20 minutes, the fresh air can do a lot of great therapeutic benefits for the body. So a lot of us work indoors pretty much 8 to 10 to 12 to 14 hour days. We're in front of our computers, we have these fluorescent lights. What we really need is some fresh air. So even if you just get up for a few minutes and take a really nice walk, just being in the fresh outdoor surroundings, fresh air, the sounds of the birds. It is a great all-over sense of being. The vitamin D that you get from the sun is also really important and is a necessity for our wellness. So for those of us that remember back in the days when we had recess, the benefits of recess, we had no idea how beneficial they were. We had that 30-minute break where we went outside and we played. We felt refreshed, rejuvenated, reset. Same thing now when it comes to work. Have a meeting outside. Plan a walking meeting. Get around the lakes that we have here. Enjoy it. That's one of the best parts of being able to go outside and feel refreshed. Here, we will feel it every day. So get out of the office for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, even if it's for a minute, and enjoy the fresh air, the sun, the trees, the birds. Join us here at Haven on the Lake on our outdoor patio, overseeing the lake here. It is a beautiful, special, sacred place where you will feel completely at peace, yet you'll be rejuvenated and refreshed. We offer one complimentary yoga class every month during the summertime that's complimentary to our community for yoga. It is a really beautiful activity. It's something to engage in and feel part of the community. Enjoy it. And if you're not a yogi, come outside and enjoy our patio. Take time for you. Enjoy yourself. Get outside today. Take advantage of your day, even if it's for a few minutes. Enjoy it like we do.
Being outside with nature definitely helps me de-stress.
Now, Chris, speaking about being outside, how about relaxing outside at the downtown Columbia Lakefront for free entertainment all summer long? How's that sound?
That sounds great.
Okay, well, CA has been sponsoring the Summer Lakefront Festival for over 40 years. There's something for everyone every night of the week. And joining us here to tell us more about this year's festival is Jeff Good, who is the host and entertainment coordinator for the concerts. So what's going on down at the lakefront? I know it's already started, but tell us what's going on down there.
I'd love to tell you about it. We have over 33 concerts this summer, all different genres of music, jazz, blues, Latin, reggae, classic rock, bluegrass, R&B, and much more. Exciting movies this year for the families to bring their blankets and friends and A Night Under the Stars. We have wonderful movies including Shaun the Sheep and I think Goosebumps and Cinderella.
Yeah, Mr. B has been doing that for 45 years.
Yeah, so it's well-honed. It's a great event, a great family activity. And also I want to mention our teen nights that we have every year, which is a tremendous hit in the area. Families can bring their teens and the teens bring their instruments and friends. And they're Tuesday evenings on July 12th, 19th, and 26th. Sign up usually starts at 6:45, and then we start the performances at 7:30. So it's very informal and just a great activity, great venue for the teens to bring their friends and have fun. So,
and it's a venue for them to get up and, you know, practice and get their nerves. If they're nervous, they can learn to get up there and sing and do whatever they do and play an instrument and be amongst their friends and be able to perform live in front of a crowd.
Right. It's very, very popular, and I encourage people to participate. Going back to the movies, I want to mention they are Monday and Friday evenings. And an added benefit, an added feature is on Friday evenings, we have free dance lessons under the People Tree.
Yeah, and that's Talia's. From 6:30 to 8.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I've been there. Yeah, it's so much fun. All of our listeners, if you have not been there, please, please come and join. It doesn't matter if you're experienced, if you have no experience, if you're just simply looking for a fun time, you have to come. It's just a nice group of people. There's one teacher, there's music, and it's just such a nice atmosphere that just develops right there by the People Tree in front of the lake. And it's, you know, right after you're done dancing, you can just sit down and relax and enjoy a wonderful movie. It's a perfect Friday evening.
It sure is. But we're just very excited about all the events that the Columbia Association is sponsoring this summer. And, you know, the schedule is there. We have a handout, schedule handouts for folks there. And we also encourage folks to go to the website, columbiaassociation.org, to check in all the details and see which ones they want to attend. But, yeah, it's just a fabulous collection of activities we have this summer.
And to get right on that Summer Lakefront Festival page, it's columbiaassociation.org/lakefrontfestival. And you'll find a lot of information there, all you need to know about what's happening down at the lakefront. And it's free.
Music, fun, dance, interaction, the teens. Mm-hmm. You can't beat that.
And it's just the setting.
Absolutely.
As soon as you get down there at the lake and see that water, and just sit down on your chair or your blanket, and then you're spending time with your family. It's
gorgeous.
It is.
So on the concerts that are coming up this summer, I know I heard some Latin that I'm obviously biased towards that, but which ones is your favorite? Which bands are you looking forward to?
You're going to put me on the spot now.
I am.
Jeff likes them all. He likes all of them.
I tap my foot to them all. TMD and the Brass Solution, and we've had them last year, and they draw quite a crowd, and definitely people will be dancing. TMD and the Brass Solution, and then we have a great bluegrass group called Darren Beachley and Potomac, and he was like national prominence back in the 80s when he played with Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, but he's with his own band, and we're excited to have them back as well. So we have a lot of different genres of music, blues and Latin music. Diamond Alley is coming up, which will be great in September. And also, I want to mention we have the Columbia Jazz Band and the Columbia Concert Band. We get great crowds for them every year, so we're excited to have them back again.
And did you hear Jeff say September? So that's even a month after summer is over, and it's the fall.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's extended.
Right. We just started doing that last fall, and they were well attended, so we're going to do it again this year. The four Sundays in September. We start in the afternoon. You check the schedule, but we have some wonderful groups for Sunday afternoons in September. So I encourage people to stay with us that long.
Yeah, and the movies continue as well.
Yeah, I remember last year thinking that it was a little longer than in years prior, and I thought that was great because a lot of people go out in the summer, they go away for vacation, and there's just so much going on, you just can't fit it all in the schedule. So it's great that you guys are extending it to the people when they come back, and you're just getting started with school. The school after school activities with the kids don't really kick in, that immediate, so people actually have the opportunity to come out to all these events and really enjoy what CA has put out for them. So,
and it's a great way to celebrate your community, to get out there and meet folks that you don't even know. And now we've been talking about this for a very long time, that the lake, the path is completed. You can take a stroll around the lake and before the concert or the movies or dancing.
Yeah, exactly. And as we watch the stage and we see the cranes and the ducks landing in the water, it's beautiful. We see people on the far side of the lake jogging or walking or pushing their stroller, only to come around again and sit in front of the stage and listen to music. So it's just exciting. You see the folks that come for the restaurants, but then they're surprised to see something at the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Then you see the people that come directly for the concert, and it's just a great collection of folks that just want to have a good time and enjoy some good music and movies and all the activities. So
and
it's
people,
really neat.
And people get up and dance. People are dancing while the bands are playing. And you even see the little ones get up there in the front, and then the band interacts with the little kids. So it's great to introduce them to that as well. Jeff, we really appreciate you stopping by and giving us all this information about CA's Lakefront Summer Festival.
Thank you very much, Mary. It's a pleasure.
This is Columbia Matters Radio, and we'll be right back.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life.
Dad?
Son, come home with me.
Visit the secret panda village?
Sleep like a panda.
Eat like a panda.
I knew I wasn't eating up to my potential.
It's not always easy being a dad, but it's always worth it.
Let me teach you how to belly golf.
Awesome!
Take time to be a dad today.
Thanks, Dad.
Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov to learn more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Columbia Matters Radio.
Chris, I also wanted to let our listeners know about CA's Lakefront Wednesdays concert series. These concerts are held on Wednesdays from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. through August 17th. Let's learn more.
Columbia Association presents the Lakefront Wednesday Concert Series. Enjoy free live concerts by the lake every week on Wednesdays, starting June 22nd through August 17th, from noon to 2 p.m. at Lake Kitimaquande. In addition to great live music, sign in at our welcome table for a free cold beverage and a chance to win a raffle. Check out this year's lineup. June 22nd, Angela Sheik. June 29th, Ted Garber. July 6th, Damon Foreman. July 13th, Different Sisters. July 20th, Cynthia Marie. July 27th, Unity Reggae Band. August 3rd, Jordan Mills. August 10th, The Foundation Band. And on August 17th, Wendy McIntyre. For more information, please visit columbiaassociation.org/Lakefront Wednesdays.
CA's 2016 outdoor pool season has begun. My children are already enjoying it very, very, very much. Let's learn more from Aquatics Program Coordinator Kristen Groves.
CA's 2016 pool season is finally here. And joining us in the studio this month is Kristen Groves, and she's going to let us know what's new this year. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Tanisha. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. So how many pools does CA operate during the summer?
We have 23 outdoor pools.
How about the swim center? Is the swim center reopening anytime soon?
The swim center is closed for summer renovations, redoing all of the splashdown amenities, and then they'll be reopening in the fall.
That's great. I'm very excited for that. Now, I have been, since you guys have been working on the big slides, you guys have had something in there that's been really fun to go and play with. It's the Wibbit.
Yes.
How are you guys doing this summer with the Wibbit?
So Wednesdays at Hawthorne Pool, we're going to put the Wibbits into the water. And the Wibbits is a big, giant, inflatable water course that we put on the water.
Is that for kids? Is it for adults? Who gets to use it?
It's for kids and adults. You do have to be 6 years old to play on it.
Now, one of the things I'm excited about, which really doesn't, it's not really in the water, but it's the outdoor yoga. That's at the Stevens Forest. Will that be returning?
Yes, it will on Wednesdays and Friday mornings under the pavilion that we have over there.
And you guys have yoga there at the pools. Are there any other classes like that you guys will be offering throughout the summer at the different pools?
Well, since the swim center is going to be shut down, we actually are taking all of our classes inside over to Hawthorne Pool. So you're going to see deep water fitness at the outdoor pools this year.
So are there any new programs this season that you haven't offered before?
One of our new programs is the Splash and Dash at Clemens Crossing Pool. It's a duathlon event, which you will swim and run, and it's open to both children and adults. So that's a new event that we have. And in addition to the triathlon series that we offer, we also have the Kids Triathlon at Clemens Crossing Pool, and that happens on July 24th. This year, it's actually a Mid-Atlantic regional qualifier for the Youth Triathlon Series.
Wow.
Big time.
Yeah. Now, talking about the old things, how about the swim classes and the swim team, one of my favorite things?
Well, the swim lessons new this year, we've actually extended the length of the individual lessons, so you get a little bit more time, and we've added an extra day of the week, so we'll go 5 days a week in the morning and 3 days a week in the evening, so you get a little bit more lesson in each session that we offer. Swim team is up and running. I'm sure you've seen them at your outdoor pools already.
My kids really, really enjoy it. And I know it's a little work for the parents because you have to take the kids there and getting up Saturday morning to take them to the swim meets, but it's so worth it. And you know, the community that just builds around the swim team, it's just so fun, it's just so great. And you get some bonus, you know, you have those little parties on Friday evenings. You also have, you get to spend one night at the pool, in some of the pools at least. I know the team that we have has like this one night where you camp at the pool.
Oh, the overnight.
Yeah, the overnight. It's a lot of fun. It's really a lot of fun.
So, Kristen, how can our viewers get more information if they're interested?
Well, our website, columbiapools.org, has everything on there, from pool schedules to admission fees and pool rules, all the way down to your program and special event information. You can contact the Aquatics office. Their number is 410-312-6332, or you can email them at aquatics@columbiaassociation.org.
Is there anything else that you would like to add that you would just like to tell our viewers about this summer season?
We have some pools that have brand new amenities if you haven't checked them out yet. Dorsey Hall has a brand new wading pool, hot tub, bathhouse. You've got Kendall Ridge, which has a new ADA wading pool. River Hill has new wading pool shade structures. Locust Park and Clemens Crossing also have new tile coping stones and skimmers at their facilities.
Well, lots of renovations. I can't wait. I have to go run Columbia this summer.
The second Sunday of every month, we also offer free admission for anyone who just holds a CA resident card. So you don't have to be a member to visit our pools sometimes.
I love that CA always does that and comes up with very creative ways of just including everybody.
And is it all of the outdoor pools?
Yes, it is.
Oh, great. So go to your local pool, check it out, see the new amenities, and have fun.
Hanging out at the pools is another thing that I love to do during the summer. I love that CA has a variety of events and amenities to offer. Chris, what are some of the things that you love about CA?
You know, the pools, the outdoor pools is definitely a big thing for me and my family. Like I said, my kids are thoroughly enjoying the outdoor pools. We've been to Candle Ridge, we've been to Swansfield, we've been to Hopewell. I mean, just so many of them. It's hard to hit them all, mm-hmm. really, in the summer.
23.
Yeah, absolutely. But they are definitely enjoying that. I also love the concert series and the movies by the lakefront. That's first time I found out about it. It's funny, Jeff said that, you know, some people just come to the lake area not knowing that that's going on. That was me. The first time I mm-hmm. found out that this was going on, we just went there to have dinner. And then next thing you know, we were partying there, you know, by the people tree, just dancing. And my kids were really enjoying it. And I mean, and ever since then, we have been looking for the schedule, looking for those activities, because it's something that we also really, really enjoy. Now, my Zumba always, it's one of my favorite things to do. And yoga by the pool, which is, I know, another thing that CA puts during the summer.
It's Stevens Forest.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's another one that I really, really like. I really, really enjoy it. There's something special about doing yoga outside, especially when you're next to the water, like next to the pool or next to the lake, like Shannon was telling us earlier. So, I mean, there's just so much. There's just so much.
I know CA does so much in the community, and we have launched a new campaign, Yay CA. What is it about CA that you love?
And let's listen to why some residents are already saying, Yay CA.
Yay CA!
Yay CA!
Yay CA!
For Sabrine Sports Club!
For preserving Columbia's history.
For community centers.
Yay, CA!
Yay, CA!
Customer and member status
center.
Yay, CA!
For Hobbits Glen Golf Club.
Yay,
CA!
For Columbia Ice Cream.
Yay, CA! We love the Columbia Ice Cream.
Before and after school care.
Yay, CA!
Yay, CA!
For community partnerships.
Yay, CA! For Columbia Athletic Club. Woo!
Yay, CA!
For personal training.
Yay, CA!
For aquatics.
Yay, CA! For the Columbia Swim Center.
Yay, CA! For Columbia Tennis.
For Columbia Arts Center.
Yay, CA!
Yay, CA, for Columbia Indoor Tennis.
Yay, CA.
Yay, CA, for Group Fitness.
For Fairway Hills Golf Club.
Yay, CA.
Yay, CA.
Yay, CA, for Open Space.
Yay, CA.
Yay, CA.
For the Columbia Gym.
Yay, CA.
For connecting community members to volunteer opportunities for over 15 years.
Yay, CA! Yay, CA for Columbia Pools!
Yay, CA for partnerships with Howard County Government.
Yay, CA!
Yay, CA for Kids Feast!
Yay, CA for Columbia Sports Park!
Yay, CA!
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 Yay, CA! For the Maggie J. Brown Welcome Center.
Yay, CA!
For working every day in hundreds of ways.
For making Columbia
an even better place to live, work, and play.
Yay! Yay, CA!
So there you go. Everybody says Columbia is a better place to live, work, and play because of CA. So now what have you got to say?
To learn more, visit columbiaassociation.org/yay-CA.
We have come to the end of our program, and to learn more about Columbia Association, please visit columbiaassociation.org.
And when you go to columbiaassociation.org, you'll see our new website that's up and running now. So go and check it out. And you can also find us on social media at Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
And you can also connect with us on Facebook at Dragon Digital Radio and find us on Twitter now.
So everybody get out there and enjoy all of those events that are going on down at the lakefront.
Get your family and get ready to enjoy a good movie by the lakefront. Go out and exercise, do some yoga outdoors, go to the pools. Thanks for joining us. This is Columbia Matters Radio. Until next month.